This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Republican Congressman Ken Buck says he wants to hear from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy before deciding whether he'll vote to remove McCarthy as Speaker of the House. Buck said on MSNBC that McCarthy has made different promises to different people that often conflict.
He cannot be trusted, and I want to understand why he acts the way he does before I make a final decision on how to vote.
Colorado's other Republicans have remained silent on the attempt by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz to topple McCarthy. Representative Lauren Boebert has no comment at this time, says a spokesperson, while Representative Doug Lamborn's office didn't respond to a request for comment. For the first time, Colorado is detailing its history of forced assimilation of indigenous children around the turn of the 20th century. Led by the state archaeologist, History Colorado has completed and released a year of extensive document research. Ernest House Jr. is a Ute Mountain Ute tribal member and a former head of the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs.
I hope that either by the governor's office or by the state legislature, that there's an attempt that the research continue so that we can fully include tribes in what that long-term healing process is.
House says today's report is just a starting point in a path of healing and reconciliation between the state and Native community. There's now a price to pay for weaving in and out of highway express lanes. More than 40,000 drivers have received warnings for crossing the solid white line. As of this past weekend, those warnings become penalties with fines that start at $75. A man has been arrested and accused of killing three bears near Salida. The bodies of a female adult and two bear cubs were found by state wildlife officers after an anonymous tip and social media posts. This is CPR News and KRCC.